I'm joined now live in the studio with the Rivermen. Hello, gentlemen. Before you play your first song, just introduce yourselves, because I know you as the Rivermen.
Okay, my name's Nick. I play bass and sing a little bit and bad guitar. I live in the Forest of Dean, Gloucestershire, and I'm a woodland manager. I chop down trees and plant trees and play music in between.
You've practiced that before, that saying.
No, I just I almost go into I eat my lunch and I go to the lavatory, but for those Python-esques out there, but no, I didn't.
Brilliant.
I'm Peter Maserati, and I sing, play guitar, play the piano, and
awesome.
And prance about.
And prance around.
Prance
and a bit around. Of harmonica. Filling in the gaps live sometimes.
Now, this we're going to go straight into a song now, guys. This is The Rivermen with I Just Wanna Say.
When I first saw you, you came out of your house. You walked over while I was standing by the car. You looked just like an angel. Like an arc light, like some kind of star. You'd be like nothing or no one that I'd seen before. And I just want to say I'd do anything if you just turn around and say I can't stay. Oh, I want to know, is that all that you want from? Oh, 'cause I can't help myself. Please say you'll stay. And though you said that you wouldn't call, well, I waited for you in a rush hour full of rain and the lights in my hand and the air just like mud. I dive from heaven headlong into this flood, and I just wanna say I'd do anything if you would just turn around and say I can stay. Oh, I wanna know, is that all that you want from me? Oh, I just can't help myself. Stay. Headlong into this flood, I'm holding on. You hear me now? There must be something you would say. Yeah. There must be something I can do or say to try to make you change your mind and stay. I'm holding on to you believe. So will you tell me now? What do you want from me? Oh, I just can't help myself.
The Rivermen there with I Just Want to Say. Thank you very much, gentlemen, for coming on in. How long have you guys been playing for?
Well, we're brothers, and so our dad was a singing teacher and we were in choirs together as boys. There's another brother and a sister.
They weren't enough for the band.
Well, actually, now you say that. We were a punk band years ago.
Oh, really? What are you guys called?
the clinkers.
The clinkers.
But in this setup, it was, I think, it was about 7 years ago, and I'd recorded some tracks. It's because I'd recorded and had deals and that before in the past, and I'd stopped. And Nick encouraged me to record stuff before I forgot it, because I was still writing it. And I gave it to him, and he was saying, we should form a band, And then a friend of Nick's, Rebecca, came into the band for the first couple of albums, and she played cello and piano. She was classically trained. So it was great, because she was coming from a completely different angle to us, us two. And that was for the first two albums, and the last album was us two. And we brought in a guy called Dave Woodhead, who played some trumpets and penny whistles and stuff for us. Dave has worked, if you know, the Saturday Boy Billy Bragg or Levi Stubbs Tears, the famous trumpet. That's Dave, our friend. And we got a guy called Tony in to play proper keyboards, and to work on the sound with us. And we did that in London, and we put that out last year. That was our third album. Awesome. Broken Compass.
So from the sound of things, it's definitely like a, you know, really varied background, and then all of this has just collectively come together.
It is like that. Because we started, punk rock came out, and the vibe was that anyone can be in a band, and that was the thing, is that you just if you can play three chords, you can sing a song, which, you know, so that inspired us to get going, and we were very rough and ready, obviously, at first, and, you know, that was sort of very political and angry young men. Then we kind of diverged, and Pete got into his cordy stuff.
Yeah.
I went off and joined a commune somewhere, and then it was as adults with families that we kind of got back together, and so Pete had all these sort of different musical influences. I'd sort of got into sort of folk music a bit, and then we had this classically trained cello player come in, so it was quite good, because so although we're brothers and we played for a long time, we'd kind of diverge and then converge again. Yeah. So it's an interesting
you've come back and you've got different stories to tell.
There's definitely sort of music that we sort of really share, and there's other stuff that I can't get into that Pete plays. And you've just turned me on to Gil Scott Heron recently, haven't you?
I like a lot of American stuff.
Everything,
I mean, obviously classic guys like Dylan, the band, or most of them Canadian, and Tom Waits and stuff like that, and then we merge on Tom Waits and Dylan and stuff, but other stuff I do, it's a bit too far American for Nick, but then Nick likes sort of very folk, very Celtic stuff.
Okay.
Some of it's a bit too Celtic-y and too folky for me, and somewhere in the middle where it crosses over and matches.
So you've got Americana meets Celtic,
nice
British thing going.
And that's the chords, a lot of the chords, don't get too technical, but chords we use are very major sevenths, minor sevenths, and stuff, which come from soul music, a lot of soul music, Stevie Wonder and people like Paul Weller use them nowadays, but, you know, Hot House Flowers and these kind of guys, very beautiful, you know, Nile Rodgers, very...
When you say we use, you use. I don't know what he's talking about.
I tell him the root note.
I am a punk rock bass guitarist. So I say, what's the root note? Where can I go? Is this in the scale or not? Well, you could, but not really.
No, he's putting himself root down note. There. It's not like that.
We're going to play another song for us now, guys. What's the second song you're going to play?
It's called Are You Going to Miss Me?
You're Going to Miss Me?
Yeah. And it's this one you can get when you go onto the website.
Yeah.
If you go onto our website, rivermen.org.uk, you can hear this track for free.
Yeah, you can download them as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's some downloads. Yeah.
Rivermen.org, that was, listeners. I highly recommend it. Take it away, guys.
Are you gonna miss me? I'm gonna miss you. Finding things in the pocket of a coat, a letter, a card, or a note I wrote. The shadow of someone who once was you. And are you gonna miss me like I'm gonna miss you? And are you gonna hold it? Like you used to hold me, The books piled high by the side of your bed. The demons howling around in your head. Will you show him the scars? And will you give him the key? And are you gonna hold him like you used to hold me? It was me. You share my bed and you share my shame. If you close your eyes, does it feel the same? Does it hold you down? And do you call his name? And does it feel the same? Does it feel the same? Does it feel the same? Or are you gonna miss me? Gonna miss me. Are you gonna miss me?
Well, so what's the story behind that song then, guys? Because it's quite a strong song.
I remember you coming in. Pete came in with this, and I thought, he starts off, you listen to the first few chords, I thought, blimey, it sounds like a blimey funeral march. What's he playing it? But it's just, it's often the way with Pete. He comes in with a tune or a riff, and I go, that's great. And I just can't imagine where it's going to go from there.
Yeah.
And that song, for example, we got a friend who Tony, who recorded the album with us, played piano but didn't play piano on that track. And he said he played the album through, and that's the final track. And it's such a sort of a hit you between the eyes kind of track that he calls it the shocker from the rocker.
Yeah. And the album version's got, like, in the middle section is feedback guitar and stuff. And there's a little thing at the end, there's a little bass note, boom, boom. But on its own, which it's not a bum note. It's from Armageddon time, dubbed by the Clash on 12-inch.
So into Anorak territory now, so, because that's the 12-inch version of a B-side by the Clash. Actually, it might have been a double A-side now.
What I really like about you guys is that you seem like real music fans. Yeah. Like, yeah. I don't know if last weekend it was Record Store Day.
That's right. Yeah.
In my head, yeah. I've got you guys on that weekend.
I was up at Sound Knowledge in Marlborough. Yeah.
What did you
tell them
up?
About the Magnificent Seven?
I got the Magnificent Seven because I got last year's record shop thing by the Clash in red vinyl. I got. Was with my son Jake, who plays in the band that lots of you guys Year of Thief. And me and Jake, we got red 7-inch Magnificent Seven by the Clash. We got the new Jack White album. We got Two Door Cinema Club on white vinyl. We got Springsteen 10-inch thing for Record Shop Day. We got Lou. My son Jake got Velvet Underground,
awesome.
Rock and Roll.
This is sounding really dangerously anoraky.
And I got the water, but anyway, I've got to stop. I shouldn't let
on. This.
This in red vinyl. And this one's got a different track on the B side.
I went for a bank loan the other week, and my bank advisor, they wouldn't give me it. So I don't want to, if they're listening in, they go, well, we're glad we didn't give him the loan because he could just spend it on rock and roll.
Amazing. Now, Nick and Pete, what's coming up for the Rivermen? Are you guys recording again at the moment?
We're writing. We're writing a new album, which is in theory going to be three separate discs, but for the price of one. One disc is going to be cover versions that you don't expect bands with acoustic guitars and pianos to be doing.
You're going to be doing like hip hop covers.
Well, we don't want to give too much away, but you're not far off.
Oh, awesome.
Maybe you're more Philly soul and that kind of stuff, but stuff like that you don't expect us to be doing.
Okay.
And there's going to be an album of songs written in the third person. A lot of our songs up to now have been, you know, I'd and she, you know, and then she says to me and I. So written in the third person, which merged together. So it's about four, maybe five songs, which it'll be like a non-stop. It'll be a non-stop flow. The songs will stop. They'll be mixed. There's a sound effect. It doesn't sound as cheesy as it sounds. And then the third album is songs. Songs will be written.
Oh, really?
So we, you know, various just straight up songs.
You say you're writing that at the moment. So
we've got 17 songs. So
17
we,
songs.
But we've got to balance it out because the idea is we got.
They might not all be corkers, mind.
No, but by the time we finish it, they will be. We got a working title for it, which is history books, story books, and a heart shaped stone. So, and the idea is it comes out as a little triple package at the cost of a single album.
I nearly use a different word. He's very anoraki, listeners.
Yeah,
but it's packaging. Yeah. Is it coming out in 7-inch red vinyl? That's what everyone wants to
but
know.
But it's
a bit of your blood sort of mixed into
this. Sounds very Mighty Boosh, doesn't it?
Yeah. But it's meant to be, you know, because the old vinyl albums, it's like our second album was two discs. It's two discs of five or six tracks. It's meant to be the length of an old LP, five or six tracks, and it stops because the human mind can only concentrate for 20 minutes. I mean, I teach. One of my jobs is I'm a teacher.
Okay.
And believe me, people, not even a teacher, don't concentrate for 20 minutes.
Yes.
When they give you something to do, it's because they want to text their mate or something.
I mean, we did that with the second album. We had these sort of 13 songs.
Yeah.
And some of the albums we've made, you know, my favourite song might be two or three from the end, and you talk to people and you realise they're put on a CD, listen to the first song, listen to the second one a bit less, listen to the third one a bit less, and by the time you're on track 19, no one's listening.
Yeah.
And it's a problem with the format, I think it's why people are still in love with the old albums, you know, the old vinyl albums. So what we consciously decided to do is this sounds like you was release it as a two disc CD set, but each only 20 minutes long, so it's like an old album, so there's a side one and a side two.
Okay.
So you get one side, you get into that, and then once you're into that, whereas you would have flipped the album over, now you just put on the second disc and listen to side two. So that was the kind of vibe behind that one. And
that's great, because unfortunately as well, you do get that thing of now, majority of people just have things on their iPod.
Shuffle.
They'll hear a song and then that would be it. They'll,
there is this thing now, isn't there? Is the album a dying art form, you know, the album?
Yeah, well, as long as there's still artists such as yourselves, you know, doing these things and sort of going like, well, this tells a story.
Yeah.
You've got to follow it right for the end and find out what happens.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Sergeant Pepper-esque, I was you know, we're thinking of one of the CDs in this triple box set.
Mustache
customers. Yeah, that's right, free cutouts.
Yeah.
Free cutouts of my underpants. We thought of having as a narrative all the way through, you know, so as one track. So, you know, maybe if it was on the website, you might be able to lift one song out, but otherwise to have it as a continuous piece, you know.
You can't stop it. That's the thing in the third party, you know, be written in the third party.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it starts as it starts, and as that track finishes, almost like Radio 4, there's a chair moves and something happens relevant to the next track, and the next track starts because something else has happened, almost like a play.
We're sounding very arty, aren't we?
Yeah.
Should we change tack?
Yeah.
It's not very
not at all. What I do want to ask you guys, though, is what have you guys got coming up in the future? You're writing at the moment, you're going to be recording, but you're gigging still.
We've got some shows coming up.
We just played in Devizes, but
we're playing Christy T at the Lamb.
That was fantastic. Really good gig.
Kieran,
Sheer Music.
Sheer Music,
yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Really nice. Good people playing there. We're playing on the Saturday the 5th of May. The cup final day, ladies and gentlemen, in the Fountain Inn in Gloucestershire. That's my end of the woods, Park End in Gloucestershire, in the Forest of Dean. And then you're setting up a gig on the 16th
of
June.
Yeah, 16th of June, hopefully. I'm putting on a gig in Lavington, a charity gig. I'll come back to you, hopefully,
when I know more of the people that are
going to play that. Yeah, it'll be free to get in.
Cool.
There's a cool little church down there, St Joseph's Church, and there's a lot of people that go there. There's a script writer friend of mine who writes stuff like Kingdom and stuff like that, and his wife is an artist. They live down in Coulston, and some other singers I know up in Easterton, and it's really quite talented people. And just to get them to come in, and the idea is it'll be free to get in. and then people will give what they want on the way out and try and. But I'll, if it's all right, I'll come back to you.
That's the wrong way around. Take the money off them as they come in, they might like it.
No, well, but if you inspire them, then they waste the ideas.
That's a leap of faith.
Yeah. And of course, any more information, we can follow you guys on Facebook.
Yeah, well, it's just my son is helping us put that together. I'm a bit of a technophobe, and he's putting that together for us. And you through that, and that will lead you also lead you to the website. But there's a video. We've done some videos, and the website. If you go to the website, there's tracks from the current albums, but also, I think quite interestingly, the original 10 tracks that we demoed to start the whole band off, that whole album. Is available for free.
You can download just, for free.
Yeah, yeah, and there's every song is a sort of information on where it's from, what it's about, and different kind of vibes. So there is a lot on there. There's a lot on there to look at. And
listeners, that's rivermen.org. Thank you very much, Nick and Pete, for coming on in. The Azerati brothers.
Thank you for having us.
What's this final song you're going to play for us?
The last song is a song by The Faces called Debris. That's written by the late great Ronnie Lane, and it's just wonderful. I left you on the debris at the Sunday morning market. You was looking through the odds and ends. You was looking for a bargain. Heard your footsteps at the front door, and that old familiar love song. And I knew I'd find you waiting there at the top of the stairs. And I went there and back, yeah, just to see how far it down the depot with the General Workers Union, and you said they're never gonna change a thing, they're not allowed to strike and they're not working. Me hanging around.